The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Killian Ginnity is with us. Jess not here this week, but Killian is going to answer your tech questions. But first of all, we want to talk about the TikTok case, which opened yesterday in the United States.
Yes, so this has been kind of dating back to about 2020 when Donald Trump tried to ban TikTok, which was a really big thing at the time. But it's only gotten bigger now because there's a lot more users. They reckon about half of the American population uses it on a daily basis. So this is a huge behemoth of an application.
Now, just before we carry on, I mean, does President Biden use TikTok? Does Kamala Harris use TikTok?
They do.
They
and
do.
So does Donald Trump, all for their campaigns.
Okay, so they're using a network to their own advantage while trying to ban it.
With the other hand, exactly. So yesterday was the beginning of oral arguments against this potential ban where TikTok was going to try and convince a federal court that they shouldn't have to divest from its Chinese ownership. So basically what the American government is trying to make them do is to make the company that owns TikTok, which is called ByteDance, sell them to an American-owned company because there's concerns over the Chinese government's influence over the data that ByteDance can
have
get.
Have they any, in other words, can they guarantee that that data does not move to China?
That's the crux of the argument. And TikTok are basically saying that this is a hypothetical. That technically, yes, they could, but it's never happened before and there's no reason to think that it would. But the other concern that American government has put forward is kind of like the data that's collected is it's emails, it's geolocations, it's what you're typing, it's what you're searching, all of which all other apps are using anyway. So TikTok argues that this is against their First Amendment right for the population to be able to choose where they get their news and their entertainment, and that America doesn't do this with other publishers like Politico or Business Insider, which are owned by German companies, to which one of the judges responded, but Germany isn't a foreign, it isn't an enemy country. So it's kind of this whole geopolitical thing with this app in the middle. And TikTok is basically saying that if they are forced to sell this to an American-based company or divest into an American-based company, that the app is going to be a shell of itself, that they're not going to give the same updates, they're not going to be able to because it's going to be all based on stuff that's developed in China. But interestingly, TikTok doesn't operate in China. So this is exclusively, people that are against TikTok would argue that this is exclusively deciding what's viral in other countries, but not the country that could technically have influence over the data.
And where is the software developed? Is that developed by TikTok America? Or is it imported from China?
It's a little bit of both. So they're a global company. So parts of it could be done here in Dublin, could be done in LA. Like most of the kind of ingenuity end of it is done in America. And like it's a fascinating platform because they're one of the best in terms of algorithms for understanding what you want. Pat, if you go on it for 10 minutes, come off it and come back on it again, it will start to already know what you like based on how long you watched a video, if whether or not you engaged with it, if you comment or liked, but like even down to if you lingered for 15 seconds longer than you normally would, they'll go, okay, maybe we'll throw that at you again next time. And like there's all kinds of content there. It's not like Instagram where you're going to see lighter stuff. There is news on there, including News Talk. Go and follow us at News Talk FM. And it covers everything from what everybody associates with dancing all the way up to live debates.
Okay, so we had the proceedings start yesterday. You've got three judges.
Yeah.
And you have the presentation from TikTok and you have the presentation from the US government, Department of Justice, I suppose. How long is it going to last? Or is that it? They just lay out their stalls?
It's pretty much it. They're going to lay out their stalls with this court going to make a decision sometime between the end of November and early December, with then the Supreme Court making a final decision before January, because January 19th is the cutoff date. If nothing is done by then, either for the company to be sold or for this to be reversed, well then TikTok is then banned in America. It'll become a crime to operate anything to do with TikTok. So if you're trying to make any deals with them, and then the question mark is,
and of course, they have to be carried by some carrier,
of course,
network, an internet supplier. So they can be nailed
that
if they carry TikTok. So
absolutely,
it is possible to ban these platforms by simply going after the suppliers of the internet.
It is. But one of the arguments that TikTok tried to push is that basically, oh, well, is this a slippery slope? Is this going to happen to Apple? Is this going to happen to Google? And they're basically saying, no, that this is a one time only thing because of the Chinese connection, which is a little bit, I don't know how far that can stand against scrutiny when it comes to like overall Supreme Court laws. I'm not a legal expert in any way. But what's interesting for us, more importantly, is that back in April, Ursula von der Leyen hinted that banning TikTok isn't out of the question, that it's not excluded from these kind of discussions, and that the European Commission was the first institution to put a worldwide ban on corporate phones for TikTok. And her quote was, "We know exactly the danger of the platform."
Oh, interesting. Anyway, we have to wait and see on this one.
Absolutely.
Are there people queuing up to buy it if it should go to market?
As of yet, no, because there it's not a willing
seller. No expressions of interest.
Not that's known, because it's not a willing seller. Hmm. So they could charge whatever they like.
Okay, some of the questions coming in now, Killian. Can Chromebooks and Office smoothly communicate Docs and Word and Sheets and Excel? That's the first question.
Yep. They can, especially if you use it through your browser. So whether you're using Outlook or Gmail, they have all that kind of stuff built into your browser, which allows you to like work on documents as a team. So I can update it, you can update it, and it all happens all at once and has little chat functions. Absolutely.
Okay. Another one related to this. Can one buy a more cost-effective Office with only Excel and Word, or can you buy on a once-off basis instead of paying an annual fee?
Everything's gone subscription based now, so it is an annual fee. But as I say, the likes of Outlook or Gmail, you can use the online version for free, and I would recommend you do that anyway. So yes, it is nice to have these kind of things on your laptop or anything. But if you do use it through the browser, you can open up it on the app and be able to cross work across your devices.
The battery in my Dell Inspiron 17 laptop is very low. Is it worthwhile replacing it? And if so, do I order it from Dell or from anybody?
If it's still doing the job for you as a machine, absolutely. I think it's worth replacing. Too much already goes to landfill. So if there's somebody local to you, they'll be able to replace it at a more cost-effective and quicker rate.
So you don't necessarily have to go to the manufacturer to get the battery?
No. Unless it's something like Apple, where things are a little bit more complicated. I used to do this when I was in college. I used to replace my own screens and all. So the likes of a Windows machine, they're very easy to do.
If I want a basic, inexpensive tablet that will last a good few years, is Lenovo the way to go? That's from John.
Lenovos are very, very good. So depending on what you are going to buy, like if you're kind of looking in the 200 range, make sure you're kind of reasonably high RAM, 6 or 8 gigs if possible. It's a tablet, doesn't need to be that powerful, but if you are trying to keep something for that little bit longer, go for something a little bit newer. And question why you need a tablet, because a tablet is it's a phone without the calling, and it's a laptop without the processing power.
It's limited, yeah.
Yeah.
Would your expert have any idea why my iPhone doesn't ring engaged when people try to call me? They just get silence. I have an iPhone 13 and it's up to date with all the software.
That's unusual. Now,
no, it's not making any connection.
Yeah, so that unless it's a provider issue, that might be an issue wrong with the antenna itself. So it's worth getting a technician to actually look at the hardware rather than the software.
My new Apple Pod, now whether it's, I don't know what kind of a pod it might be, drops out all the time. What can I do? I wonder, is it an iPad?
So it's like the home pod, I'm assuming.
Or
so
maybe the pod at home, yeah.
Yeah, so if it keeps dropping out, again, that's a very unusual problem. So make sure that it's getting the right connection internet-wise. Make sure it's getting the right power, because that can sometimes happen. If in doubt, plug it out and try it in different plugs around the house to make sure it's not a power issue.
Libre Office is free on all platforms and has everything you need. Is that so?
Libre? I haven't actually used it.
Libre suggests free anyway.
Yeah, and there's so many options out there nowadays that you don't have to go and pay for the classic. Like Microsoft does really trade on the fact that they're the most known, kind of in the way that Apple does.
Another one tells me Office 365 can be purchased from Joanne. I don't think so, though. I think I'm an Office 365 subscriber and it's an annual sub.
So it used to be that you could buy it straight out and that would, you'd only have that version, but now everything is moving to subscription based.
Killian Ginnerty, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.